wonder if you could talk about some of your experiences in recruitment.
There, you have to go back to the effect of war on institutional frameworks and power structures and remnants of the old ways or the war ways. And in that context, then, recruiting of police becomes bringing the militias into the police, bringing the prior fighters into the police, sliding the hangers-on into the police, creating this post-war bloated policing that exists almost everywhere. Because along with the institutional collapse of countries comes the abandonment of standards by which to employ a truly professional police force with standards that have to do with the needs of policing in that environment. So recruiting police, especially in post-war places or very difficult, underdeveloped places, where there has been an eroding of institutional fabric, we have to begin with what are the needs for policing and then what are the standards and then recruit to those standards and stay with those standards. All right, so in Liberia I was told, for example, the war for 14 years has decimated the educational institution. You are not going to find police officers who even have the high school level of education required, and you are not going to find women to serve in police. And I took that on as a challenge, and we put on the table by putting together a rule of law implementation committee post-war, working forward in the framework of the Comprehensive Peace Accords. We put standards on the table for policing, and they were agreed upon. And those standards required certain things, including successful completion of police academy training and all that. So the recruiting was based on standards. And those pertain to the broader picture of reforming the police for the long-range future, so as to not bring into the police organization simply those who had fought. In Liberia, I had a huge effort to bring in militias who had just fought during the war, and so as spoils, as it were meted out in power sharing, part of that would be, okay, if we're power sharing, that means you have to share the power of police, and we want 600 posts from this particular faction. I said, no, we will take all the posts from that faction if they're qualified, as well as the other factions. So it's not faction as in fighter faction from a certain brand of fighter, but it was from the standpoint of, are you qualified? And surprisingly, while they said, you won't find the women, you won't find the qualified, we did find the qualified, and we did find the women. And I believe with this discussion, like in Afghanistan or even in other places where the literacy rate is so low, you can't find police officers who can read. Well, then let's help them to read as they're candidating so that they move from illiterate to basic forms of literacy. So recruiting is a process of selecting people who fit the standards and then keeping them only if they continue to hold to those standards and values that have been agreed upon as part of a reform and restructuring plan. And it's not an impossible mission, and we shouldn't give in to the corrupt power structures that say, take our people or we will buy positions, or my political buddies, nepotistic style, need a position, or the president wants this many, patronage style, and so forth. But there must be an agreed-upon standard by which a young man or woman becomes a police officer.